Reba. It's the Pete Jones Show. We've got in the studio a very rare moment. Reva does a political show with Jeffrey. Well, we've got our own candidate here. It's a little bit after the election because we weren't allowed to do it before. Citizen Squiff, sir, how are you?
I'm absolutely great, Pete. Feeling very festive.
Well, it's a great honour to have you here because, you know, I mean, I know the election is, 10 days, a week ago, when was it?
It's the 25th, so it's a couple of weeks ago now.
And did you enjoy it?
It was a revelation, Peter.
But not a revolution?
Unfortunately, not this time.
No,
I've only just started. I mean, you know, it's going to be just winding up for the next one, really. Now,
well, which will be in a couple of years, I guess, the way we're going.
I think it will be sooner than everyone thinks because something is bound to go drastically wrong.
So May.
Possibly next May. Yes.
Well, we'll see what we can do. Now, you know, because you fought a phenomenal campaign. Tell us the parties that you smashed into oblivion.
Well, I came fifth out of a possible seven.
Yes.
And I beat UKIP.
Yes.
And also
wow. UKIP.
The
That's
lovely
a major
Bob Dobbs.
Party. That's a major party.
Yeah. That was my main, was to actually take Brexit and UKIP.
Yes.
And unfortunately, just missed out on defeating Brexit.
How much did the Brexit party get?
They got 790.
You're not that far off.
No, I don't think so.
With no national thing going on, that is a really good result. Now, we scrutinised your manifesto and there was some real good stuff. Do you think the other parties are going to adopt some of these?
I do hope so.
Because, yeah. I mean, what one thing that really leapt out was the invisible bridge. Can you tell us about the invisible bridge?
Well, I thought I'd start, on winning the election.
Yes.
Which obviously didn't materialise.
Not quite, no.
Unfortunately. I was going to build a bridge constructed of 350,000 invisible bricks.
Right.
So that there would be an invisible bridge between Leavers and Remainers.
Brilliant.
And then perhaps... take a little bit of the sting out of the divisive, just sort of toxic atmosphere that's sort of flourished over the last couple of years.
Yeah, no, I've noticed. Yeah. And also, I guess, generate a huge amount of to the local economy.
Of course. We actually sourced a couple of places that provided invisible bricks.
Yeah.
So, obviously, that would have created at least... five or six jobs.
Can you mention any of the places that were shortlisted had you won the election?
There was a lovely little family-run place in the Midlands.
Yeah.
And also...
a small family.
And then another Lone Star operation just outside the Downs.
Right. Yeah. And they were ready to go.
Yeah, and in fact, they were going to... form a coalition
help,
in the spirit of democracy.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
What sort of coalition? As in, like, they were going to work together, the two companies?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, I personally was going to be laying the first 1,000 or so bricks.
Right, yeah.
As a gesture of goodwill.
Have you heard from any other parties on this policy in particular? Because it is a radical policy.
I'd spoken, running up to the election, with the Green Party.
Yes.
Who were very lovely.
Very nice.
Throughout.
Yeah.
And they gave us some positive feedback on that. Yeah. They thought it was a great idea.
Yeah. Well, they would, because it is. I mean, it's ridiculously good, And I just think it's forward thinking.
Well, I think if we are going to get anything done, then it's best to put a few issues sort of behind us. Try and face... the future in good humour.
Brilliant.
I think.
Do you know what? That's beautiful. Folks, we've got Citizen Squiff here. Obviously, the local candidate for the Looney Party. Please text us 07909 547336. Any questions to our local candidate, more than welcome. More from him in a minute. We've also got a little touch of politics. We've got Citizen Squiff here, Brighton's local Looney Party candidate, who narrowly lost the election to Caroline Lucas. He got 301 votes. I think she got 33,000?
Just shy of that, yeah.
Just shy of 33,000. So it was a close run thing. Thank you for... Well, you sort of checked and balanced her a little.
Well, they were running scared at one point.
They were running scared,
but,
yes.
In the end, it was... I wasn't really a threat.
No, but you say that, but you were a threat to the Brexit Party.
Yes, they ran them pretty close.
Pretty close to the ground. I think they got about 700, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And you were 301.
Yeah.
Even though we were crying out for a recount, no one else was listening. But there you go. That's the way it is. Now, listen, we just discussed your invisible bridge between Brexit and Remain that you recommend should have been built. I think that's a policy that the parties will pick up. And what about your policy about the Albion Pier? Talk me through that.
Well, the Albion Pier, I always thought it odd that there's a Palace Pier in the centre of Brighton, and Crystal Palace are actually Brighton's great rivals.
That's true.
Yet there isn't an Albion Pier.
No, there isn't.
And the West Pier, it's...
Doesn't mean anything, does it?
It's sort of... No, nothing really is going on there. So I thought you could put floodlights on it.
Yes.
And a chip shop that only serves chips to seagulls.
Yeah.
So they stop hassling you on the beach and tearing your bin bags open.
No, I get all that.
And it was also play Sussex by the Sea on match days.
Brilliant.
So it'll be a nice touch.
Yeah. Very nice touch. Has the council been in touch post-election?
Not as yet, no.
Not as yet?
No.
But it is one of those.
There's a groundswell of opinion, yeah.
There is a groundswell.
It's massively in favour of it. Yeah.
I was on the beach only yesterday, I think, and I noticed a swell.
Yeah.
There was
a
swell.
Yeah.
And I thought of you. And I thought, well, if you can create that kind of swell, you know.
The sky's the limit.
Well, the sky is the limit and the world is your oyster.
Yeah.
Especially that part of Brighton or Hove.
Well, it's in actually Brighton Pavilion.
Right. Which is your constituency. Yes,
that's
of course.
Correct, yeah.
Thank you. So those are two very, very important policies that you brought in. Tell me about your defence policy, because that was a sticking point, wasn't it?
A little bit controversial.
Yeah.
Although
yes.
I did get a lot of support for it.
Yeah.
Is to replace Trident with Trifle.
Yes.
Which can save, I think, around £2 billion a year.
It was costed.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Go straight to the NHS.
Straight to the NHS.
And I think by sending Trifle out first, rather than taking a threatening stance, then nobody will want to have a pop at you.
No, they won't.
A little bit of Trifle.
A little bit of
Trifle. Sweetener.
When you say it goes straight to the NHS, is that the Trifle going to the NHS? Or is that...
No, the £2 billion. £2 billion saved, And that includes the cost of making the Trifle with optional hundreds and thousands.
Right. Did you have a team on standby, you know, post-election, ready to start making the Trifle?
Yes.
And can you tell us the names of the people?
No, I can't. No,
fair enough.
No, I can't divulge that.
No. But I just want to know, because with Brexit and everything, and the run on the thousands and hundreds of thousands, you know, again, that could have been a problem.
Huge boost to the local economy.
Huge boost. Text coming in saying, I like this policy, and is the Trifle alcoholic? Another question coming in.
Again, that's optional. Depending on which country we send it to.
Right.
Obviously, you've got to be, you know, kind of sensitive.
Yeah, asking for a friend, it says here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anna in Hove. Asking for a friend.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Citizen Squiff here. She also wants to know, is there jelly in that said Trifle?
Yes.
There is jelly?
Yeah.
There is jelly. Does there have to be jelly in that said Trifle?
No, not at all.
No, okay.
No, I think we'd roll out different sort of variations of Trifle.
Yep.
Each year.
Okay. No, perfect. So we've just one more policy, if you will, before we crack to another seasonal track. We've got Citizen Squiff here in the studio, Brighton's political candidate for the Looney Party, narrowly losing to Caroline Lucas at the last election about a week ago. I think she polled 33,500 and Citizen Squiff 301. So it was a tight race.
Yeah,
and I saw you on election night with the number 10 door, but it didn't say number 10. What did it say?
Well, that's part of a new policy, which would be you could judge the government every day.
Right.
Marks out of 10.
Marks out of 10.
Simply using an app on your phone,
And
then between one and ten out of ten would appear on number 10 Downing Street.
Yes. Oh, it would. So
to keep the government on their toes.
On their toes.
Yeah. So they know how well or woefully they're doing.
Woefully.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. More from Citizen Squiff after this.
All the birds are singing, different today, and with their eyes.
was from The Supernova. When you smile, it feels like Christmas.
Oh,
it does. No, it really does. We got Dave here. We got Citizen Squiff, obviously, in the house. One last policy from you. So what to give us one last policy that you think. What was the environment policy? What was that?
That was to ban mudslinging.
Ban mudslinging. Talk me
by,
through.
By banning work? Mud.
By banning
physically,
mud.
Yeah, because the political landscape got a little bit dirty.
Yes.
A little bit messy.
Right.
Because the Tories and Labour flinging mud around.
Well, they were, weren't they?
So simply ban mud.
Ban mud.
Yeah. So again, at no cost to the taxpayer.
Really?
It's very important.
Has it all been costed at all, this policy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, cost nothing.
How would we go about banning the mud?
You simply have a little chat and then pass the law. That's how we think it's sort of the way to go. In fact,
yes,
we want to include more voters.
Right.
And we've got a number.
Oh, yeah. Could you
give
me...
Which is a policy suggestion helpline.
Yes.
It's 0777...
Yes.
07-344...
Yes.
06.
Could you give us that number again, please?
It's 0777...
Yes.
07.
Yes.
344-06.
Right, one last time.
That's 0777.
Yes.
07.
Yes.
344.
Yes.
06.
Right. Thank you.
And
yes.
Any suggestions
right.
On anything at all?
Yeah.
Just leave a message.
That's beautiful. And what will happen with those suggestions?
They will be implemented.
Right.
On our victory at the next general election.
Fantastic. We've still got Citizen Squiff here going through policies from the Loony Party. You know, how did you find that session, sir?
That was very enjoyable.
Did you like
actually
that?
Yeah, I very much enjoyed that. Because actually, we do focus on the five R's.
Yes. What are the five R's?
Loony Party, reading.
Yes.
Writing.
Yes.
Arithmetic.
Obviously.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, for five R's. Of which that would have ticked half of those boxes.
Correct, at least half.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that has that been a loony policy for definitely the last election? That was your education thing, wasn't it, the five
since
R's?
It's been since 1983, I think.
Yes.
Actually.
Yeah, the five R's.
Since the start, yeah.
Talk me through your specific education policies that you set up for the last election that we just had going.
Education,
because you had university.
Yeah, we're going to substitute loonversity for university and scrap the fees.
Right.
I think open up, you know, further education to class clowns who often sort of fall by the wayside.
Yes.
And let's face it, it's a great career you can have in comedy.
Yes.
We're good at it.
Yes.
In this country, there's a lot of class clowns, so why not open it up? And at the end of the year, whatever you're studying, actually, we're going to substitute the old mortarboards for top hats.
Right.
So that it appears
as
if everyone has been to Eton.
Brilliant.
So essentially, we all get preferential treatment in the job market. Yeah.
So it's basically a level playing field.
Correct. Yeah, it's a leveller.
It's not easy to say that on half a bottle of Baileys.
No.
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 It's not easy to say that at all, really.
No.
No.
No, it isn't.
So with the bowler hats, did he say bowler hats? Top hats.
Top hats.
With the top hats, wasn't he a cartoon character? Top hat. Oh no, that's Top Cat. Sorry.
Top Cat. Yeah.
That's the
Baileys, Pete.
Again,
it's kicking in.
It's screaming.
I know.
It's screaming.
Yeah.
And not just because we had a sing song. We actually had a sing song. We sang Santa a few times, didn't we?
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
I don't think Tenderhooks minded us doing that. Do you think they minded us doing
that? No, they encouraged it.
Did they? Do you think they encouraged
it? Yeah.
It wasn't. I didn't misread that.
No.
Okay, good. Because I did kind of go for it there. I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
It was good. Back to the important education policy. So is this inspired by people like Jacob Rees-Nogg and people like that, of that hue and elk?
I'd say the top hat side of it, yeah.
You're right.
I think my own personal experience at school.
What was your personal experience at school?
Disastrous.
Right.
So it's you sort of can find your way,
yes.
Hopefully, but
right.
That's by luck and chance,
okay.
Rather than intent.
Do you think?
So, you know.
Right. Do you think when you left school or any education, do you think had you been given a top hat, it would have helped your career?
Oh, I think it would have definitely
right.
advanced my career.
Okay.
whatever I wanted to go into, I think.
Well, what did you want to go into?
I had no idea.
There you go. So with the top hat, you could have...
So I'd have got definitely further along that line.
Yes.
Towards...
Right. You could have put one
not
step
having
forward.
A clue. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
But what I'm saying exactly. is it's... You have the advantage.
You have the advantage because of the top hat.
Everyone has the advantage.
Everyone has the advantage. Therefore, no one's got the advantage.
Correct. All the disadvantage.
Right. No, right. So no one's... Okay. Unless, of course, you lose the hat.
Oh, well, replacements will be available.
Will be available. Message in from Andy Melrose. Lovely to hear No Room at the Inn, recorded especially for the show. There you go. The Pete Jones Show has been a major part of my 2019. Long may ye lum reek good, Pete. He went Scottish there, and I didn't follow him. I sounded like I was listing vegetables. I do apologise. Thanks, Andy, for that gorgeous message. We've got Citizen Squiff. Any messages you want or any questions to your local candidate for the Looney Party, please apply here, 07909-547-336. One more time, actually, if you don't mind, sir, giving out that number for the... What was it for? For sort of suggestions.
This is the policy suggestion.
Policy suggestion.
Helpline.
Yes.
Where I think everyone should have a say, because what you often find is, and this involves, you know, professional people in the media, in politics.
Yes.
They don't actually make any suggestions on how to improve anything.
Right.
They will grill the politician.
Yes.
Back them into a corner.
Mm.
And then go for the throat.
Yes.
But it would be nice to have some ideas thrown into the mix.
Okay.
By anyone, really. I think it's everyone's responsibility to do that.
What is the number, sir? Then we can all get involved.
0777.
0777.
07.
07.
344.
344.
06.
06.
I hasten to add...
Yes.
This phone isn't actually on me at present.
Right.
But I can pick up messages later.
Yes.
They can be texts... Or just phone, you know, voice messages.
Of course. No, I get that.
Great.
Beautiful. Can I just thank you so much for coming in, sir?
It's been an absolute pleasure.
A little chat before the bottle of Baileys is finished. We will have one more chat on policy and all the rest.
But okay,
in the meantime, thank you so, so much. We've still got Citizen Squiff here in the studio. Well, what do you think? Have you enjoyed yourself? Has it been good? Has it been seasonal?
Oh, it's been lovely, Pete. Very festive. Yeah.
Has it really?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, you know, what about that? I'm pulling it out of the bag. You have just had 2 hours of local Christmas music. What do you think of that?
Well...
Makes you proud?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Yeah.
And obviously, not on a political note.
But no, obviously.
We are looking for a new national anthem.
Are we?
Originally...
Yes.
The Looney Party wanted Eric and Ernie's Bring Me Sunshine.
Bring Me
which
Sunshine.
Which I think is a great choice.
I think it's a great song.
But I think there's...
Scope.
I think throw it out there, Pete.
I'm throwing it out there.
A national anthem.
Yes.
For next year and beyond.
Okay, well, you heard it here, folks. We might have to put that into the melting pot of life. They never fail to deliver, these guys.
Oh, no.
They never fail to deliver.
On the button, ridiculous. Every time. It's
on
great.
The button, yeah. They are. So take away the local seasonal tracks of which you have heard so much of. What are your faves in the old sort of... Because they never stop. I mean, we will... I remember in the 80s thinking, they're not still playing the 70s Christmas songs. It's 50 years on, man. What's going on?
You can't go wrong with Slade.
Can you not?
I think that is... Tops it. It's very close.
Okay.
Slade.
Yes.
And obviously, The Fairy Tale in New York.
Yes, The Pogues, of course. With the beloved Kirsty.
I think close behind, it's George Michael or John Lennon.
Right.
Really, actually,
that would have been a good combo, wouldn't
last
it?
Last Christmas.
Those two.
And so this is Christmas. I think a very close run for
I
third.
I like the Merry Christmas, John. Merry Christmas, Yoko.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's classic. Classic, Pete.
Merry Christmas, Squiff.
Well, perhaps we could do our own version. Merry Christmas, Pete.
Thank you.
That's all right. That's beautiful.
I think we could do our own version. And, of course, Wham, kicking in there. I don't mind a bit of Chris Rea. I love the fact he's driving home for Christmas. I love that.
Yeah, that's a wild card he's thrown in there.
I want to throw a wild card in.
Controversial.
Yes.
But I think he could sneak into...
Really?
I think he's top 10, not top 5.
Right. Where do you stand with the spaceman? Are you up for that one? He's a spaceman, he came wandering or something from a ship from afar.
I think that's outside the top 10.
It was many a light year, I think. Really, what, Jonah Louie?
Well,
he drives a tough. Doesn't he drive a hard bargain? Oh, he does.
I mean, it's tricky because I've got my top 5.
Well, what are they again?
And then...
I don't think you've given
would
us five.
Slade,
yeah.
So it's Christmas.
Yeah, Wham.
I would have to throw in, and it's very obvious, and I do apologise.
Yeah, no.
Wizard.
Okay. Yeah.
I think would be in there.
Okay.
To make up that top five.
Okay. Okay. And you mentioned that there was a possible bottom five of the top ten.
Yeah, that changes.
Does
it's
it?
Very fluid.
Does it fluid, yeah.
Year to year. Yeah, people will drop out.
Will
obviously.
They? No, clearly.
There'll be collateral damage.
Collateral damage on the
because
way.
Because the sheer number of Christmas songs that are produced, Pete.
Yes, this is it.
But breaking into that top five, I think, is almost impossible.
So you're quite happy for the old ones to still go spinning around?
I think so. Okay. I think lyrically,
yes,
they're all masterful.
Well, you know, you're making it hard for these guys because they've been working fingers to the bone on these new tracks, and you're just saying, you know, give us the old.
I think
Slade.
Tenderhook Santa. I think that goes into the top ten. It's outside. It's five. It's probably seven.
What did he have? He had a red nose.
He had a white beard. He had a nice smile.
He did have a nice smile.
I sang about. Four rounds of it, so I should know, shouldn't I?
Still can't remember. That's the Baileys speaking. And we're not talking any old Baileys. We're talking salted caramel scrumptious Baileys. That's what we're talking about. Which is no bad tipple. You don't mind a drop of that, do you?
Oh, it's quality. Absolute quality. Yeah.
Before we go, before you go, before I go, before the world closes ranks, what can we expect from you, sir, of 2020? The Loony Party in general? What's going on? What's the agenda?
I think the Loony Party are going to go from strength to strength.
Yes, build on your 301.
Yeah. Because as we said, it's, you know, things can't really get any dafter than they already are.
No.
But hopefully in a better, more positive and good-humoured way, Pete.
That is what rings for me.
Yeah.
And one of the band members who were here earlier, their kid voted loony. You see?
Yeah. So, you know, there you go. You never know, do you?
Well, no, there you go.
We're on the up.
Can I wish you a very loony Christmas? You've been one of the fabulous guests, and thank you so much for coming in and just showing that the Pete Jones Show can do politics. It's not just, you know, Jeffrey and his politics show on Reverb.
Well, Pete, it's been an honour and a pleasure.
Well.
And a Merry Christmas.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Radio Reverb's coming through. Listen to the Pete Jones Show.